Hi, welcome to Pacific Cast. This episode, we're switching things up a bit and playing a speech written by a student. This is Esther David from Miss Ellsworth's second period speech class, giving her argument on the need for more breaks during distance learning.
How many of you enjoy the breaks you have during school, especially now while we're distance learning? The time away from your computer, where not only your brain, but your eyes get a little break. My name is Esther David, and today I will try to persuade to you that we as students and even our teachers need more breaks. I will start by explaining the negative effects that can come from not having enough breaks. Then I'll go over some of the possible solutions that can help us have more break time. And lastly, I will explain the types of mental and physical benefits that can come from having more breaks during school. At our school, we get two scheduled break times, recess and lunch. I personally don't think that we have enough time to really relax and re-energize ourselves for our next class. I always find myself rushing and constantly checking the time. If I decide to use the bathroom, refresh, and cook something or make a snack, most times I don't have enough time to do it all. We need more breaks that can really give us the time to reduce our stress and give our eyes a break away from the screen. Some people may argue that students need more class time due to online learning because we don't have enough time in class or our teachers need more time because distance learning makes it harder for some to teach. But what those people don't understand is that students all over the world who are distance learning are truly getting too much screen time. If we were to have less or even shorter breaks, students would not be fully focused or be able to take in and learn from their lessons. So now let me explain the negative effects that can arise from not having enough breaks. With the apps like TikTok, YouTube, Among Us, and even networks like Netflix and Hulu, most students already spend a tremendous amount of time on their screens. Now at school online, it seems like we are never away from them. Too much screen time can cause something called computer vision syndrome, which causes strained eyes, blurred vision, and headaches. Not having enough breaks can cause unhealthy consequences. According to a source from students.org, it states that research has shown that kids who spend a lot of time on screens are more likely to have eye problems, weight problems, and trouble with reading and language. They also are more likely to show a wide range of other physical and mental health issues. Some of you may not have thought that these issues could occur just from staring at screens, but they are very real and can have major impacts on your health. From an article which was written by an author who covers the way technology affects people in everyday life, it claims that headaches, anxiety, and exhaustion caused by never-ending video meetings are no longer exclusively for adults trying to work from home during the pandemic. It's because some schools have started the fall semester with remote learning setups that mimic what a full day of school was like before the coronavirus crisis. Students are now open to even more health problems during school. Some do not take care of their mental health and are not fully aware that not taking proper breaks affect how they do in school and their body's needs. So as you can see, when we are not offered enough breaks, it can lead to health problems and even do more damage than good on us, both educationally and personally. Now, let me go over some of the possible solutions that are available for you to do so that you get the right amount of breaks throughout the day. One possible solution is to ask your teacher if it is possible to create short breaks during your classes. According to Edutopia, it states that students are easily distracted, but regular short breaks can help them focus, increase their productivity, and reduce their stress. If you were to have even just a 5-minute break before or during a class that would take your eyes off the screen or take your mind off the subject, it can increase your productivity. Also, from that same article, it states that there are more benefits to downtime than increased attention. It decreases stress, increases productivity, boosts brain function, and provides opportunities for children to learn social skills. Instead of our teachers asking for attention when they give us a little downtime, it actually helps us get more focused and the ability to function throughout their class. Another solution is to ask for something a little more specific, like brain breaks. Brain breaks are mental breaks designed to help students stay focused. The brain breaks get students moving, which carry blood and oxygen to the brain. They help energize and or relax your body. Also from Edutopia, it says that simply stretching, moving to a different part of the room, or singing a song can revitalize the brain. Simple breaks can do a lot more than you would think for our mental health. These are just a few possible solutions that you can do to help your needs during school. Lastly, let me go over how creating more breaks can be beneficial for students. As I pointed out several times, breaks can help you re-energize and provide you with opportunities to refocus. Having more breaks give you as students and teachers a time to decompress. You'll benefit from not only the fun of it, but from the psychological effect as well. You'll have more energy and an increase in your attention span. You'll have less anxiety, less stress, and more breaks to help you relax. In conclusion, I talked about the negative effects that can occur without enough breaks. I went over possible solutions for you to get those needed breaks. And lastly, I went over some of the benefits that can come from having more breaks. So the next time you feel drained or unable to focus during a class, I hope you realize that what you need to do is take a little break. I encourage you all to talk with your teachers and hopefully even use some of the key points I've stated for helping them get more breaks for the benefit of your learning and health. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing, Esther, and thank you for listening. If you'd like to read Kaleo Keikoa, visit us at kaleokeikoa.weebly.com. See you next time.